Here's a podcast from a guy named Kathy.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, what's going on? It's Kenny. Thanks for checking out jackfm.com. Clicking the player here. You are the best. All right, let's get to the calls of the day. Enjoy.
Water everywhere, and I'm about to get out of my truck and get really wet.
Yeah, but, you know, again, yesterday, that stretch of sunshine we got yesterday was so good.
Well, yeah, problem was I wasn't able to enjoy it.
Oh, bummer, man. Close your eyes and pretend you're on a tropical beach with nothing but sunshine.
Nothing but sunshine, then you open your eyes and realize it's 4 degrees and wet. I'm sounding like a giant aura of negativity here, aren't I?
That's all right. It's all good.
My name is Ian.
What's going on today, Ian?
Oh, you know, working in the rain. Lovely.
You're working outside?
Yeah, that's the deal.
Dude, Ian, you're a rock star, man. Seriously, man. Thumbs up to you. Much respect, dude.
Thank you much.
What's going on today, Chris?
Working hard.
Did you watch Canucks last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
Here's the thing. Is it wrong? I kind of wanted them to lose last night just because of the whole Jean Beliveau thing.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly it.
I felt dirty, like a bad Canuck fan, but I was like, yeah, if there's a night to lose, let's lose this one, right?
I hear you.
All right, so we're on the same page then.
We are.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Just some input on the Christmas gift there.
Yeah, Cindy's got 9 nephews and nieces and is thinking about buying everybody public transit passes. Is that cold or thoughtful?
Oh. Well, I got to say, I'm in Abbotsford, and if the kids are going to university, they get free transit.
What I'm sensing is do some recon before.
Exactly. You want to put some thought into the gift, and it'd be a great gift if all 9 of those kids actually need a transit pass for the month or 2 months or 6 or a year or whatever, you know.
What was your name?
My name's Karen.
Karen, you rock.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll talk to you after.
Great listening to you. Thanks.
You know, I think if you give just a 1 month pass, that's cold. But if you do a full year, then that would be a great gift.
So it's got to be the big dog of public transit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the 1 month thing, that's a common everyday sort of deal.
Right on, Alan. Well, thanks for the call.
Hey, Kenny, how's it going?
Not bad. Who's this?
Jerry.
What's up, man?
Hey, answering your question about getting transit passes.
Yeah, this was an email from Cindy. She's got 9. Can you imagine? 9 nieces and nephews. And she thought a good gift idea would be passes for public transit. Her sisters are saying it's a cold gift. So what do you think?
That's horrible, man. It's like getting socks.
Now, listen, back to the socks thing. Let me tell you my dream, okay? There's nothing better than putting on a brand new fresh pair of socks.
That's true.
If I ever won the lottery and was millionaire, I would never wear a pair of socks twice.
Nice. Hey, Kenny, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad. What's the word?
Well, I wanted to comment about the bus pass.
Yeah, Cindy emailed 9 nieces and nephews. She was going to buy them public transit passes, but her sister says it's a very cold and unthoughtful gift. What do you think?
As a main present, no, I wouldn't do it. Not as a main present, but if you got added with another present, then I would.
Great gift idea, but it's got to be spiced up.
Exactly.
So it's spice it up. So hey, here's a brand new pair of jeans, and check the pockets.
Exactly. Not a lot, man. Just working away, grinding away.
You working outside?
No. Luckily, I'm inside today.
There it is. That's where everybody that is going, oh, man, I don't want to work today. Got to go. At least I'm not outside.
No kidding, eh? And by the way, man, when I was a kid, I hated getting socks for Christmas. But now it's one of my favorite things, man. It's, you know, it's the simple things in life.
New socks. There's nothing better than new sock day.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Thanks for the call, bro.
Have a good day, Kenny. Bye.
Yeah, that's the dream, to win the lottery and never have to wear a pair of socks twice. New socks every day will be the greatest ever. Public transit as a gift. Good or bad?
If it helps somebody, well, yeah. If, for example, if I didn't have a car and somebody gave me a public transit card, then I'd say, hey, thank you very much. I'd be grateful for it.
Is it a month pass or a booklet?
Let's go with the booklet.
Booklet's too cheap. Month pass is, you know, it's over $100 savings, and the mother shouldn't complain because that's money she wouldn't have to spend, and the kids would use it every day.
Oh, see, I never thought of that. So Aunt Cindy doing some good, saving mom money.
Exactly. You know, those bus passes aren't cheap. you know, and it secures, you know, it ensures that the kids are going to have a safe ride home for that month, and she shouldn't be complaining. I mean, she's thinking of the kids. It's, you're buying something practical.
Dimitri laying it down.
Dude, man, I got all the answers.
You're awesome, Dimitri.
Hey, it's Mike. I just responded to the Christmas gift idea.
Yeah, public transit as a gift. Is it thoughtful or is it a cold gift?
Well, I guess you got to go with your budget, and it's the thought that counts, really, isn't it?
Oh, I totally get it. It's the thought that counts. Cindy was just putting it out there, right? She's buying them a present no matter what.
As a main gift, if you can afford it, no. But if you can't afford it, then yeah, it's one of those things, right? I think when I do it, yes, actually I am doing it. So, because that's what I can afford.
There you go, brother.
96.9 Jack FM.